broadcast, remember, the devil has gone forth to tell you that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand.
Join this opportunity to grow and expand as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest and God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective member on this path as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Come on this radio broadcast and share with y'all the greatest story that's ever been told. It's the gospel of the kingdom. The good news about the
kingdom.
It's the good news about Jesus and all the things that he did and his death and his burial and his resurrection, and all those are good news too. But then there's a greater news, you know, and that's the good news that he proclaimed, that he preached. That's the gospel of the kingdom. You know, and it's an honor and a privilege, you know, that God would allow me, little old me, to come on this radio broadcast and minister to such distinguished men and such distinguished women, you know, the love of God. And I don't take that lightly. You know, this is the highlight of my week, you know, this hour right here where God would allow me to come on this radio broadcast and to share with y'all the word of God, the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of God's word. In hopes and faith and prayer that the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of God's word will fall on good ground and produce in all of your lives exactly what he say through this radio broadcast. That's my prayer. That's my desire. And I don't take that lightly. I count that an honor and a privilege to be able to serve you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. So, you know, let's begin this broadcast, and we'll open up with just a little prayer. You know, I say a prayer to our Father, but join me here. Father, I would ask that you would speak to our hearts, that you would anoint our ears to hear not just what I say, but what you would say to them about what I say, so that it might penetrate, Lord, their intellect, down into their soul. all the way past their soul, all the way down into their spirit being, so they might produce in their lives exactly what you say, my Father. Holy Spirit, you're the one that's at work in the earth today. So I humble myself under your mighty hand, and I would ask that you would speak through these lips of clay to minister to the needs of your people, those under the sound of my voice, and that you would minister life to them, that you would allow them to hear the voice behind my word, allow them to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church today. So I would ask that you would anoint my lips to speak, Lord, the oracles of God, and that you would anoint their ears to hear, once again, what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. As in always, we'll be careful, my Father, to make sure that we give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hey, once again, mighty men and mighty women, it's an honor and a privilege to share with y'all. Hey, what we've been sharing on this radio for the last 3 years, you know, or more, you know, the end time message, the greatest message that's ever been told, you know. Jesus said it this way. He said, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. Then the end don't come. What he said? He said, this gospel of the kingdom is going to be preached in all the world. And then the end don't come. He asked him another place. What brought him to say that? They had asked him earlier, that's in Matthew chapter 24. They asked him around the first verse, you know, Lord, when is the end going to come? And then he started talking about, you know, the earthquakes and the calamities and all the things that are coming up on the earth. And then Jesus made a statement, he said, you're going to have all these things. You're going to have wars. You're going to have rumors of wars. You're going to have all these things. But the end is not yet. That's not an indication of the end. That's at the stage for the gospel of the kingdom. He said, the end is not yet. He said, but this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a testimony. Then the end going to come. Hey, listen, no man know the day or the hour, but we know when it's going to come. He just said it in that passage of scripture. When this gospel of the kingdom be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation, not just with enticing words of man, wisdom, and our knowledge, but in demonstration and power, so that the faith of the hearers don't stand just in the wisdom of the man that's proclaiming the message, but in the power of God, in the word of God. You know, he said that this gospel of the kingdom, and when there's this priest, then the end gonna come. That's our assignment up on this earth. And when Jesus first came, when he was prophesied about him, he said this. It's over in the book of Isaiah in chapter 9. It said this. It said, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And watch this. And the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and the peace, there shall be no end upon that throne, and upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, he will order it and to establish it with judgment and righteous justice, and henceforth forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. You know, when he came, you know, what he came with was not a religion. He came with a government on his shoulder. He came with a ruling authority, a governing system up on his shoulder to reestablish back up on his earth. And that's what we've been talking about. That's what this radio broadcast is all about, you know. The governing system of heaven, you know. That's the kingdom of God, you know. The governing system of heaven is God's way of doing things. God's way of governing, you know, the earth, you know. And he governs the earth with justice and righteous judgments, you know. What's best, not just for him, but what's best for the overall people, for all mankind, you know. That's his desire. Why? Because he loves all mankind. And he do that, the way he accomplished that and to do that, he do that through people. So he said people in places and in motion and in position and everything else to execute his righteous judgments and his justice upon the earth, his governing system. And his governing system is always what's best for the people. You know, I have on here today with me on our broadcast a special guest, you know, it's our mayor, the mayor of Bunker, Louisiana, Mayor Brenda Sampson, and she's on the broadcast with us today, and I'd like to, first of all, thank God for her. She's our new elected mayor there in the town of Bunker, and that administration that she's with and that's helping governing our community down here is doing an excellent job and a great job. And I notice that you are in the Bunker community. I'm sure you can see, you know, the things that are taking place in our community just under the short time that you've been there. We see progress taking place. We see things happening. We see things coming together. We see administrations working together, man. We see unity coming together in our community, you know. And I thank God for the administration that we have now and for Mayor Brenda Sampson and for, you know, the way she's governing our community now and for the change that's taking place in our community. So, Mayor Sampson, you know, we have to open the platform to you and allow you to say whatever's in your heart, you know, however long it takes, whatever time you need, you know, just share what's in your heart concerning, you know, our community and the love that you have for our community and the governance system, you know, that God has placed you in authority to execute in our community.
Thank you so much, Pastor LaVar. And the first thing I would like to say is thank you so much for that wonderful prayer. You know, I said when I took office that I was going to, God is going to lead me, and God does not lead you wrong. And so God is leading me, and I have great visions for Bunker. And the first thing I want to say is that I'm so proud of a lot of our citizens. They're working to make Bunker a better place to live. We have a lot of talent here, and they want to see Bunker. My first thing, I when I started office, I felt like we need to make Bunker look better. If you want somebody to come into your town and do things in your town, it has to look good. So we call it Operation Blight Fight, and we've been fighting the blight, and it's been going well. Some of our we're working on getting some of our old dilapidated houses down, and some of our town residents, citizens are doing some of the things themselves. So we've been working on a lot of things. We're very excited. In our council meeting last night, we voted to receive the old Carver High School, Bunker Middle School complex. And I see great things happening there. It's a vision. This is a mission for me. It's not a job. It's a mission. And I see so many things happening here and so many things that are going to happen here. And Pastor LaVar, I'd just like to say you've worked diligently with the school project, and you will continue to work. And we got to work for our people. We work for the interest of the people. We do what God wants us to do because we're working for those people, any people. I've often said that a lot of times I just want to help people. People that come to me, it doesn't have to be announced of what's done. You just do what you have to do. And I have been so appreciative and appreciative of you for all your support. It's just been so many people. I don't want to start calling any names, but it's just so many people that have been so helpful, and they still continue to help. And that's what we need in city government. You know, I think city government, too, you need a vision. And my vision is there's a lot of things that I feel like we need to do. You know, we talk about the problems we have with our youth, but you can't just talk about the problems without trying to look for a solution. And I don't guarantee that everything will be great in a short period, but we have to work toward it. So that was the school complex is 14 acres of land, and the alternative to us not doing anything is to let it fall down. And I don't see that being anything that we would let happen. So we've been very, I'm so happy that we got that school complex. Our city council voted unanimously to take it. And, you know, it's good. I often say that you're only as good as the people that are around you. and I have a good council working with me. The department heads in the town are hardworking people with a wealth of experience, and they have been fortunate to walk into some good people, good hardworking people. And I often say that when people do a good job, you have to let them know. So I do want to say that I'm appreciative of the council, the department heads, and all the people that make up the town. They have been doing, it's not just me, but they've been doing a wonderful job.
Yeah. And that's what our community needed, and that's what all communities needed. That's why I would hope that people in other communities that listen to this broadcast would pray for their community, you know, that God's will be done in a community as it is in heaven, and that it will put the right people in governing positions, you know, that can work together. You know, I noticed something, Brenda, in your administration, you know, that I hadn't seen in past administration. In fact, since I've been back home, you know, I saw where, you know, the council members, the mayor, the city officials, you know, the police department, the fire department, everybody is all working together. You know, it seems like everybody's on one page, you know, and even in the community, you know, they began to think in that way. And as they see that, as they see, you know, our city government, man, all on one page and working together, you know, toward one common goal, making our community a better community for all of us, you know, and working together and doing that. And that's something that we hadn't seen in Bunker for a while. And as, you know, we said previously, you know, as people see your good work, continue to let your light shine so that people will continue to see your good works and it's being manifested in our community. Not just see it to, you know, during election time, but even from the time that you've been in there, you know, you've been out and running in toward making all those exceeding great and precious promises that you promised to our community, you know, come to pass, you know, in reality, you know. And even with acquiring the school facility over there now, you know, that's a perfect opportunity and an excellent place for through that administration for this community to grow and thrive and change to come about in all kind of areas, you know. I know you have great ideas, you know. People in the community has great ideas, and as we are coming together as a community, as one, and we'll be able to consolidate the truths in all of our ideas, you know, that love to see that come to pass and, man, preserve the continuity of it forever and ever. It will continuously be, you know, a place that has always been my desire. You know, when I first came home, you know, that was the reason why I came to Bunker, you know, because God told me I came home for a weekend to visit my mom, and God spoke to my heart, and he said, I want to bless this community, and I need a place to do it from and a people to do it through, you know. And he spoke that to my heart. When I came home that weekend, I ain't never had any intentions of moving back to Bunker in that time, you know. He just spoke that to my heart, and I heard it as clear as I can hear somebody talking to me. And less than in 4 months time, I was back in Bunker, you know, and here, you know, to help God carry out that. And that's been the desire of my heart, to have a place to where he can use a people to bless this community, the overall community. And I know that that's the place. You know, I know that he has the right administration in place now. But the Bible says this, in the fullness of time, God manifests his man, his will. You know, that means that not just in days and hours, but when the setting is right, when the right people are in place, you know, and everything else, you know, to get there, his will done in earth, that is to bless our community. So I believe with all my heart and those in the Bunker community that love the Lord with all their heart, you know, get behind you 100%, you know, and support the thing that you are doing. You know, we know it's going to take it not just about getting a facility, but it's also about getting it in operation and maintaining it and keeping it going. So I would encourage all of those of us in the Bunker area, you know, to get involved in city government, man, you know, and get behind, you know, the administration and the mayor and the administration, the council members that we have now, our police department, our fire department, and all of our government officials now. We think we have an organization now and a governing organization now that we can work with, that will work with the community, that the community can work with them, and then help fulfill what God's will and desire is for our community. That it be a little carbon copy of heaven. You know, you got that little sign when you come in the bucket, bucket used to be on there. I don't know if it's still the same. The best spot on God's green earth. Hey, let's make it that way, you know. And I believe with all my heart, once again, through the government officials that we have in place now and our community, as a community, we can come together and make that happen.
Yes. And Pastor Laurent, I'd just like to also say you were present when we're starting an initiative here for our business owners here that we're working. We have the Rapides Foundation that's working with us to help young entrepreneurs, anybody that has a business, the business ideas to help them. We're starting right now. We're going to be doing it once a month. This program is called Louisiana Central, but it's through the Rapides Foundation. And so we want to encourage our young, because we have quite a few young businesses in Bunky, and we want to make sure that those businesses have all the opportunities and the resources available to make them successful so they can last. So our next meeting is going to be on January 17th, and we're going to have flyers out, we're going to have information out, and we want people to take advantage of the information so that you can come in. And it's just not, you know, I'm a business owner, and I was at the seminar Wednesday night, and I got some information that I hadn't had, and it's just good information. It's always good to kind of tap in to information. So we do want to put that out there, that we have that available, and we'd like for our businesses to take advantage of it, to come in. But like I said, we're going to be getting the information out, and we want everybody to know that that's going to be available. We want to make Bunky a better place, and we're working really hard to do that. So we want our businesses to take advantage. And I also want to say I want a lot of community involvement. Starting the new year, I'm also implementing some. We're going to have some meetings with different factions from the community. We're going to start with the ministers in the area to come in. We started it before COVID when I was on the council, and then COVID came in and kind of knocked us out the water. But we want to get that back, get good information, and I want community involvement with that school. A lot of people, and anything, I'm open to suggestions. When people come and talk to me, I try my best to listen, because people have good ideas if you just listen to them. And so I want people to come in with their ideas, and we can brainstorm, knock it around, see how we can get, and we're going to do that. We've applied for a lot of grant money in different areas. We're waiting to see how that. We got some recreational stuff coming our way. So I think it's just going to, I'm looking for 2023 to be a very good year for Bunky.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yeah. And with the community involvement, you know, that's going to make our community, you know, feel more a part of what's going on in our community, you know. Then when they make them become not just only a part of it, more involved in it, and the carrying out of it, and finding their place in it, because it's going to take the whole community, you know, to
exactly.
Our desire is to reach the whole community, but through the community, man, not only reach our community, but other communities as well.
Like
we always say, you know, in your administration and what God is doing, we've only just begun, and there are great things like you say, for our community. 23 going to be a great year, 24 going to be a greater year, and a year thereafter, you know, until we reach that utopia, you know, to where this is a great place to live in, you know, to retire in, to come home to. And I believe with all our heart that God is not only placed us in those positions to get that done, but he's given us the potential, everything that we have need of to accomplish that, all the resources that we have need of, and all he would ask of us is that, hey, we give him the credit, you know, because he want to bless
that's
the community. He want to empower the community. Every good and perfect thing coming down from our Father in heaven. But in order for the genie to accomplish on the earth, he needed people to do it through. And again, I believe with all my heart that he has the right people in place now to get it done through. You know, so all the resources and everything that we have made up, they, all those things going to be added unto us as we continue to seek first the justice and the righteous governing of our community and our system and our circle of influence. And most important, you know, self-governing, you know, where we govern ourselves, you know. So I'm excited about it. I can see, you know, I have that vision too. I can see it all coming into place, man, you know. All the things, you know, that God is doing in our community, you know, to the people that love him and who are called according to his purpose. And yeah. I thank God for it. I really do. I really do.
And Dr. Lorraine, let me say this before I do want to invite everybody to come out tomorrow to our Christmas parade. We're starting at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We have our parade schedule, and after the parade, we have our fireworks. It's going to be great. We are going to have some Christmas caroling and a couple of other things going on. We've invited some food vendors to come out so that people will have something to snack on while they're out there. So come out. Great family event. Come out, enjoy the parade, enjoy the fireworks, the food, the fellowship, and listen to some good Christmas caroling. And we plan to have just a good time tomorrow afternoon. So if you're in the Bunker area, please come out and join us and just have a good time, a good family gathering tomorrow afternoon. And the parade will lead off at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
And where is it going to begin at once again, Mayor?
The parade will start at the Capital One. It starts in the Capital One parking lot. And then it's going to come up to Main Street and come down Main Street. And I think it turns on to Lexington, if I'm not mistaken. It turns on to Lexington. And okay. It makes a turn around. And I'm not sure, Pastor, because but if you come down Main Street, I'm not sure where the turn is, but I'm almost sure it's going to turn up on Lexington Street. That's where it did last year. And then once the parade is finished, then in the Bunker Shopping Center is where we do the fireworks. So the fireworks will, as soon as it's dark, then the fireworks will start. But between the fireworks and the parade, you can get you some good food from some of our vendors around here. Wait for dark. We'll do the fireworks, and then after the fireworks, we have some entertainment for you and some caroling. And so just come out and have good wholesome entertainment and fun.
That sounds like a great time there.
Yes, so please, everybody, come out and enjoy. We're looking forward to seeing everybody out tomorrow afternoon.
Yes, yes. It's like every last one of you in the Bunker on the sound of our voice, help put that word out and let our community know what's going on so that everybody can come and enjoy, you know. And the main thing, us coming together as a community and having a good time,
right.
You know, especially during this season right here the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, things are looking up in our community, you know, coming together, you know, day by day by day, you know. Again, I can see the end result, and I can see them, you know, in the near future. Mayor Sampson, is there anything that we as a citizen in the community, you know, just coming to you with our ideas and everything else that can assist you or help you in doing, you know, to help you carry out, you know, not only this, but all everything else that you have in store for our community? What is it that you would need, you know, from us as your community, you know, that God has placed you over? What's your desire for us to how can we aid and support you in what you're doing?
Well, Pastor, you can do just what you've been doing. The community support it. If you have ideas, bring them to me. I pride myself in having an open-door policy where anybody can come And anybody can come and talk to me. If I'm not in City Hall, because I'm in and out of City Hall, I'm riding around, I'm doing different things. But if you come there, let the staff know that you need to talk to me. When you're coming back, I'll make myself available. I try to answer all my calls. Every day I go in, try to answer the call people that call, because I want to keep that open communication. If there's anything that I can do to help you, I will. If I can't help you, I'll be honest with you and say so. But if there's anything I can do, I will, do whatever I can. But the greatest thing that I see from the community is the support, the help, anything you see. And I say this, not only am I like the feedback. If it's something you see that I'm not doing that you think I can do or you think will help the town, let me know and we can work it out. Because I believe in problem solving. I believe in if things are not well, then we need to do what we have to do to make them right. So whatever the community sees that they feel needs to be done, when at the beginning of the year we're going to have some committees going. So I'm really into community involvement, and I'm going to have people that, and then if there's something you see that you might want to be on a committee or something that we're starting out, let me know, and we'll work it out. But the main thing is I appreciate the support, and I appreciate anything that you feel like you can do to help the town, because this is our town. It's not my town. It's for everybody, and we all want the best for Bunkie. So anything that you feel like, and I'm talking to the citizens, anything, let me know. Let us work it out, and that's exactly what I'll try to do.
Yes, and that's what our community needs, administration that they can communicate with, and that they can, not only communicate with, but, get good communication with and good counsel.
Exactly.
And everything else, so where we can come to a place where we can work out things, And of course, in our community, especially when things are going good, we're always going to have negative things that come up with us too. And what we would ask is, any negative thing that would try to come up or come up against, what's going good and what's positive, that we cast down those imagination and cast down all those thoughts and bring all those thoughts and imagination into captivity to all the positive things that's taking place that's in our community.
Right.
Whatsoever things are good and whatsoever things are honest and whatsoever things are pure and of a good report, let's think on those things, and let's keep a positive attitude, about, the things that's taking place in that. And, anyone would come with any negative things about it or anything, let's not just entertain that, let's be mindful of what we hear in a day of prosperity and blessings and increase, that we don't allow the negative input, to come in and put any kind of damper on it by casting down those imaginations and those thoughts and bringing them into captivity to all the good things that are taking place, so that the thought that we think, of what's taking place in our town would be good and honest and pure and of a good report. We would speak well of each other. Like I heard Mayor Sanford say earlier, when people are doing a good job, you like to let them know that they're doing a good job. So
right.
We begin to speak well of one another and think well of one another and begin to grow in love with one another, And all that's going to be done, by the Spirit of the Most High God. That's what God wants us to be, one community, that he could use
right.
To be an inspiration to other communities, to the surrounding community. So where the surrounding community want to know what's going on in Bunkie, how Bunkie is different, Bunkie is better, Bunkie is growing, Bunkie is developing, man, lives are changing in Bunkie, and they all want to know what's going on. And from this community can expand to other community growth and development and let them know that they too can do all things, man, that's good and wholesome and of a good report through Christ who will strengthen us and give us the ability to do it.
That's right.
So I'm excited about what's taking place in our community, and I look at scripture, and I have scripture for it. Like I said, Jesus, the word of God, say unto us, a child is born and a son is given. And he came with a government on his shoulder. And he's executing that government authority and influence in the earth today through righteous judgment and righteous government. You know, and justice, you know, righteous judgment when you give to people, you know, their rights, you know. And we all have the right to live in a good community. We all have the right to succeed and to prosper in life. We all have a right to the pursuit of happiness and joy. You know, we all have a right to live in harmony. And we all have a right to the fulfillment of our lives, you know. And I pray with all my heart that God would use Bucky to be an inspiration to a lot of places. A lot of people already know of Bucky, Louisiana, but boy, I believe in my heart that it's not impossible for God to find a people that he can work through to where the world will know of Bucky, Louisiana, of all the positive things that are taking place in and through this community and the people that live here. Through the righteous governing of our community. That's where it begins, right there, because that's what Jesus came to bring, you know, a better governing system, you know. And again, I pray with all my heart that that's what God has set up in our Bunny community. I encourage all our citizens of the Bunny community to get involved in the governing system of our community. And the way you get involved is by supporting those who we have elected, man, to oversee, you know, the governing system of our community. And not only that we, you know, get behind them and support them, but that we also hold them accountable for what they do,
right.
You know, and not through judging them, but by again, once again, holding them accountable by supporting them and carrying out, you know, their administration and the things that they want to do in our community. So I say to the community of Bunker, and I say to all the other communities, you know, that you pray for your governing officials that are in there, and as God has given rule over us and our community, you know, that the kingdom of God come in their lives and that the will of God be done in their lives and that self-governing be done in their lives so that they may again, once again, know who we are and who we serve and who it is that is doing the work through us, you know, and so that, man, not only our community can continue to change the way I see it's doing now, but that other communities will continue to change. If they're in the process of change, and those who are not will begin to change when they see something, you know, when they see a town that's moving towards its destiny. And like again, I say this, you know, God said he want to bless this community. And the purpose of him blessing this community and empowering this community and developing this community and prospering this community is so that it could be a blessing to other communities. You know, he said, Abraham, I'm going to bless you because I want to bless every man. Then he told Abraham, he said, Abraham, I want to bless your family because I want to bless every family. Then he told Abraham, he said, Abraham, I want to make out of your family a great nation, and I'm going to bless that nation because I want to bless every nation. In other words, God, I want everybody blessed. He want everybody in this community blessed. He want all of us blessed. And we know it's not that way on the earth, but we can find out that that's our destiny, that's our purpose, that's our God-given talent. That's our reason for our existence upon this earth, and it's to help God influence this earth with heaven's policy and heaven's government. Do you know that the purpose for God creating the earth and the purpose for God creating his family of sons and mankind is because God wanted to establish his governing system from the heavenly realm, the unseen realm that he lives in, to the seen realm that he will create and place his sons, his offspring on, so that he can extend his governing influence of heaven to earth through his family of sons called mankind, so that earth will become a colony of heaven. But what point is God so that it might fulfill the prayer that we all have been taught all our lives for the last 2,000 years is this, you know, that Father of us, you are our source and you are our sustainer. You're worthy of all our praise. Hallowed be your name. And our first request, Lord, let your kingdom come. Why? Because when your kingdom come, when your governing influence begin to come, and the only way it can begin to come is through the life of your people. When your government influence comes, then your will can be done well on earth, how, just like it is in heaven. You know? Okay. And give us everything that we have need of, everything that we have need of to help you accomplish that. That's God's original intent and plan and purpose and destiny for our lives, that it be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. I said to say this, you know, do you know that where our Bible ends at, you know, we're not going to, our Bible don't end with all of us in heaven. The Bible ends on earth. The Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 21, it says this, behold, I saw a new heaven, and I saw a new
heaven.
I saw the whole thing, the new Jerusalem, coming down to earth, and we shall reign on the earth forever and ever and ever. And the dwelling place of God was with the sons of man, was with his children. What that verse is really saying here is that, you know, we all going to go to heaven, and it's just where the matter of stuff, where the land takes place. But when all that's taking place, and for however the time we're going to be up there, some say 1,000 years, you know, and, but then when it's all said and done, then man, we're coming back to our earth, to a new earth. And it's going to be on earth just like it is in heaven. That's God's original intent and desire, you know. And the way he get that done is not just through religion. He used religion in time past as a means to an end, to get a governance system set up on the earth through which he can accomplish that in the lives of his people here on earth. You know, I say that to say this, you know. I see in the spirit realm what God is doing, and I see that the people that he's set in place to get it done through is people, you know, that love him and that he can use, that hearts are tender toward him and that are willing, you know, to make whatever adjustments or necessary changes that need to be made in order to accomplish God's will. Like I say, his will on earth as it is in heaven, you know. And I believe that that's what God is doing in the earth, and that's what God is doing through his people and through the government administration that he set up upon the earth, that he's setting up on the earth. You know, of course, we know that there are corrupt politicians and there are good politicians. I thank God.
Right.
I believe with all my heart that what we have in place now in our community is good politicians. You know, politicians that not just interested in positions and titles and authority, but interested in the community and using that authority and those positions, you know, to make our community better. You know, not just the town or the economy of the town, but to make the people better. Because when the people are better, then growth can take place. Businesses can stay open. You know, economy can come to the place. You know, in order to build that, we have to build the people. And we get an administration that's best interested for the people. Hallelujah.
Right.
And I believe it with all my heart that that's what we have. And that's why I thank God for you taking your time to come on this broadcast with us today and just share in your heart, you know, your desires for Bunky, you know, your plans for Bunky, some of your visions for Bunky, you know, so that people in our Bunky community who are hearing this may know what's going on, and they might get involved,
right,
and they might share even what they're hearing now, you know, in their conversations to others, so that they will let others know of the progress that's taking place in our community now, you know, so that we can all begin to speak well of the administration that we have in place now, think well of them, get behind them, support them, and assist them in carrying out, once again, I believe what God will put them in that position to do. And I believe with all my heart that they are yielded to them, that they desire, and that they heart desire. First and foremost, our life, our community, what the Bible tells us, that pray for those who are given authority over. Pray for our government system, you know, up on the earth, you know, that they allow God to use them, you know, and use the ideas and instead of them incorporating God in on what they are trying to do, that they begin to see what God is doing, and then they incorporate themselves in what God is doing. Instead of trying to get God in on what they're doing, they get in on what God's doing, and then what they're doing, want to call it what he's doing, and there's that success. That's their proof. We can't fail, you know. Hey, the will of God will be done upon the earth, and this is his will. that it be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. And all of us individually have a role to play in that. You know, those of us in the community, you might not be the mayor, but you have just as much of a role and a country in that as the mayor do. You might not be the superintendent. You might not be.
That's right.
You might not be that. You just might be just a citizen of the community, but you too have a word. You too have a measure. You too have an assignment in carrying that out and making that to be on there. So I say to y'all about that on the side of my voice, let's continue to get in behind the governance system that we have in our community today. Pray for them, lift them up, encourage them, support them, you know, those who are in righteous, who want justice and righteous judgment, you know, not just any kind of judgment, but righteous judgment. You know, there's so much judgment that's going on in politics today that's really not righteous judgments, you know. And especially if you're not equipped, you know, to have, you know, proper representation, you know. But when going to place the people, and I keep iterating this, you know, it has a desire for justice and righteous government and judgment for all mankind, and God can do a great work through them. You know, so I'm excited about it. And I know that in all this here, that this is the fullness of time. This is the right time. This is the setting. This is the, everything is in place now. You know, we have the right administration and the governing authority over the community. We have a people that's always talking about it. Heart desire is coming together, and what our problem is not being able to come together. Now we got an administration in place that I believe that can have the ability to bring us together, you know, as a community.
Uh-huh.
And then I look forward to it. So, Bunky, get ready for great things that are happening already as we speak, and that will continuously happen, and greater things that will happen day by day, by day, by day. If we believe that in our hearts and confess that with our mouths, and that other people in other communities will do likewise and believe likewise, speak likewise, think likewise for the betterment of that community. Go ahead, whatever God has put in your heart or whatever you have in your heart to share with the radio audience and the community.
Well, Pastor Rapp, one thing I just wanted, the last thing I would like to say is just remember, for all of us to remember what Christmas is about and to look out for our fellow man. You know, we're used to receiving, but sometimes, it's good to give. And I'm not talking about material gifts, but if you give from your heart and we help each other, then, you know, I think it makes for such a better world. And so just remember, everybody, what the reason for the season is. Keep that in your heart. And if we do that, I think everything will be good.
Amen, amen. I'm looking forward to a joyful Christmas in Bunker community, and that people will find happiness and joy and peace in their homes and their relationships. As well, you know, and that they don't forget to get their gifts that come from our Father in heaven, you know. Everlasting life, that's a gift from God. You know. The righteousness of being put in right standards with God, that's a gift from God. You know. Grace and faith, those are gifts from God. You know. Of all our people, those are all gifts from God that he sent to all of us, the whole human race, through his son, Jesus Christ. And that we not only receive the gift and kind word that we have for each other, but that we don't leave under the tree this year the gifts that God sent to us through his son, Jesus
Christ.
Amen. Yeah. It says this, the penalty for sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. That's a gift from God.
That's right.
It says, you have received the free gift of righteousness, you shall reign in life. What? The free gift of righteousness. That's a gift from God. All those are great gifts from God. Salvation, that's a gift from God. For by grace are we saved through faith, and that's not of ourselves. That's a gift from God. So my prayer, too, is that we not only men enjoy and open up the gifts that we give from one another for Christmas holidays, whether it be material things or emotions, however, whatever it is, kind words, but that we don't forget under the tree the gift that our Father in heaven has given to us. And not only do that we get our gifts from under the tree, but unwrap it and play with it and use it. Unwrap the gift of salvation, you know. Even if you get it from under the tree, don't leave it in the box. Unwrap it and use it. You know, it's a gift from God. Even if you get the box of righteousness and know how the word of God to say you're the righteousness of God, don't just have the box, but open it up and use your free gift of righteousness. Don't just leave your box of grace, man. You know, you have it. You have the grace of God. But open up that grace. Open up that box of grace and that box of faith and that box of life and use it and grow in it, you know. And boy, we will begin to enjoy life to the fullest, even to a great degree. I always know this, and this is always our assignment, you know, and our purpose in everything, and that's to get to all human mankind. This God's purpose and desire assignment for our life and for kingdom life ministry, and that's this purpose, is to go into all the world and make disciples of all people. A disciple is a student, a learner. You know, doing what, how you do it, he said, by teaching them everything that I taught you. You know what he taught his disciples? The only thing that he taught his disciples is to read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He had one message. And the message that he proclaimed to them and taught to them, to the whole human race, and preached to the multitudes was this: all of the kingdom of heaven, all that heaven consists of, is lifestyle, its characteristics, all its resource, all of the kingdom of heaven is here. Let me say it plain and simple. He said it this way in the Bible: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. At hand means it's within hand reach. That's how close it is. In other words, it's here. What's here? All of the kingdom of heaven. He says it's here. And when I finish doing what I'm doing and clean you up and get you to where you can get the free gift of righteousness and the free gift of everlasting life and that kingdom of heaven that right now that's among you, that's available to you, hey, you can come on into it. And when he died up on the cross and rose from the grave, then that was the indication that you and I can come boldly back into the kingdom of God that he set up on the earth in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. And in that place, that garden that he planted in Eden and placed mankind in Adam and Eve, that little carbon copy was that little place was a carbon copy of him. Called it the Garden of Eden. And the Bible says, and there he placed a man. And from there he told mankind to be fruitful, multiply, and replenish. In other words, he told that man to make the whole earth just like this little Garden of Eden. For what purpose, God? So this might be on earth, just like it is in heaven. That's our sign. Let all of you on the sound of my voice know that, man, the invitation all the time on this broadcast is to you from our Father in heaven. He says to all of us, come, all of you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance for the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. That's our inheritance. In other words, what he's saying there, that's yours, that belongs to you. You lost it in Adam, and in my son, Jesus Christ, he come to give it and bring it back to you and reestablish it back on the earth and put you back in that place so that you can fulfill your God-given purpose and destiny. And what's our God-given purpose and destiny once again? So that, man, we will allow God, the Father, he gonna do the work, that we will allow our Father in heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit, using his word to make it in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. So that it might be on earth, just like it is in heaven. So that earth might be a colony of heaven. But the same thing that's going on in heaven might be going on in earth, in our territory. The heaven belong to God. That's where he's the ruler. He's the king. And he extended his governing influence from heaven to earth. How he did that? Not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, said the Lord. In order for him to manifest it and accomplish it on the earth, he needed people to do it through. And I believe with all my heart that all of us under the sound of my voice and all of us in the body of Christ are that people that God has called to do it through. And when we come to the knowledge of that and what our purpose is and what our destiny is, and who we really are and what we really can do and where we really come from, then we can then begin to live life to the fullest. When we know who we are, where we come from, why we're here, where we're headed, and where we're going to end up at. And listen, all those answers to the mankind's age-old question is all in the kingdom of heaven. And God want to reveal that to us so that we can be better citizens, so that we can, through our better citizenry, can man make better communities. Better communities make better lives and better cities and towns and states and countries and over. So I thank God once again for you all under the sound of my voice, you know, who will allow us and for our special guests, you know, Mayor Sampson, Brenda Sampson, to come on with me. It's been a delight and an honor for you to be on the broadcast with me today, you know, and once again, you know, God, I see God doing great things in and through you and through the administration that is working with you. I see great things in store for our community. If at any time you ever need this platform to get anything across to our community, to our community or to make our community aware of anything, then this platform is always open to you and your administration. And I thank God once again for your obedience, first of all, most for God, and getting involved in community and governing the system in our community. And not only for getting involved in it, but then learning of it, and then man taking an active role and leadership position in it. And I pray that, man, God honor you in all that you do, and that everything that you put your hands to, may it prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. And so shall it be. So shall it be.
Well, I just want to thank you again, Pastor LaVar. You have been such a support, your station, your program. I appreciate it. And anything the city of Bunkie can do and I can do to help, let me know. But I just look forward. I've been working with you. We'll continue to work together. And like I say, I see great things coming ahead. And I can never... I just can't say how much that I appreciate your support, and I continue to look forward to working with you.
Amen, amen. You know, God loved us with one love, you know, and that one love is, he don't have no more love for one child than he has for the other child. Don't matter whether you're in church every Sunday, whether you're out on the corners, man, whatever, you know. His love for all his children is the same. You know, it's one love, and it's unconditional. And, boy,
that's right.
And that love is being shed abroad in the hearts of God's people day by day by day. Well, boy, we are able to love one another, to support one another, to help one another. And I know that that's pleasing in God's eyes, you know. It gives me great pleasure, you know, to be of any support and help to you in what you're doing, you know, because I know that, man, God has placed in that position, you in that position, for great things, and that you will allow him to do great things in and through you. And most important, that you would give him all of the glory and the honor and the praise. You know, some people want all the credit, you know. They listen, you know, they can have the credit. Just manifest your glory, Lord, through us, you know. You ain't gonna manifest it through nobody else. You ain't gonna share your glory with nobody else but your children. It's gonna be your glory because your children gonna give it to you. They just gonna be the conduit through which you get it manifested in the earth. Through, you know, mm-hmm. They're going to give all the credit to you, and I believe that God has, you know, you in that place because you have that heart and that mindset to do you. You can accomplish what you want to do in this community, you know. So I think, again, you know, we're blessed I pray for other communities that, man, you know, that you get blessed people in leadership position and administration position, you know, that can be a blessing not only to the economics of the community or the physical town itself, but to the community, to the people that are in there, that their main interest would be in building the people and bringing unity to the people. You know, because that's what's going to make our place a better place to live in. When we can all love one another.